on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham 2017 Varsity Series dates have been released today. The series kicks off on the 25th of March with Rugby League and finishes on the 14th of May. Tickets go on sale on Tuesday the 14th of February and will be available from the SU website. Nobel Prize winning MRI pioneer and ex-University of Nottingham lecturer Sir Peter Mansfield has sadly passed away aged 83. Mansfield led a team in the 1970s that developed magnetic resonance imaging, one of the most important breakthroughs in modern medicine. Vice-Chancellor of the University, Sir David Greenaway, said his work had changed our world for the better. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has conceded in an interview with the BBC that the NHS in England is facing completely unacceptable problems. He said there was no excuse for some of the issues users face and said the government had a plan to help the hospitals cope. This comes at the end of a week which has revealed 9 in 10 hospitals have an unsafe number of patients this winter and about the plight of patients left stranded in hospital because no community care can be found for them. Campaigners will challenge the government's handling of the arrival of unaccompanied child refugees from Europe at a High Court hearing later today. This follows the government vote last Wednesday, which ended the Dubs Amendment scheme, which was attached to the Immigration Act last year, which required the Home Office to allow some of the most vulnerable children into the UK. In international news, Trump has lost his bid to reinstate his travel ban. A US federal appeals court rejected the president's attempt to reinstate his entry ban on citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Mr. Trump responded to the ruling with an angry tweet stating, "See you in court, the security of our nation is at stake." In entertainment news, Matt Damon has confirmed that George and Amal Clooney are expecting twins. The actor said Clooney told him on set while they were working together last autumn, and he nearly started crying at the news. The Clooney's representatives are yet to comment on the claims. It has also been announced that from this Sunday, Prince's music will be available across numerous music streaming services. Songs such as Purple Rain and Kiss, currently only available on Tidal, will be released along with all of Prince's albums from 1978 to 1996 on platforms such as Spotify and SoundCloud. In sports news, Joe Root, Ben Stokes and Stuart Broad are all holding talks with Andrew Strauss to discuss the future of the England Test captaincy. Alistair Cook stepped down on Monday after a record 59 tests in charge. Root, the vice-captain, is favoured to take over, but the director of cricket previously refused to rule anyone out of the role. Russian medalist Maria Savinova has been stripped of her London 2012 800-metre gold and banned from competing until 2019 after being found guilty of doping. The weather this afternoon will be cold and cloudy with the potential for a snowy shower and the temperature will remain around 3 degrees. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Amy Huddleston and the time is now 27 minutes to 2.